Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The Padres, the Dodgers, tomorrow night at 6:30 on the Bet Las Vegas.
Live scores, sharp options, no waiting till tomorrow. BetMGM Tonight is back.
Welcome on back. BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. He's Brett Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. Phone number to join the show is 310-840-4910. You can call, you can text. We got two big pieces of news to give you. Well, a score and a big piece of news. First, Game 7 underway between the Habs and the Sabres in Buffalo. Winner gets the Carolina Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference Finals, which starts on Thursday. And we don't have any goals yet. So I guess this would constitute as a defensive slugfest here between these two teams. That's I'm being facetious, obviously, because you know we've basically had like three goals on average in the first 10 minutes of these games. 11 goals in game 6 when the Sabres won 8-3. The fewest amount of goals we've had in any game this series was 5 back in game 4. But so far, it is scoreless in the first 3 minutes. And as our guy Frank Saravalli, who was on the show earlier this hour, said, he thought it would be Jakub Dobish for the Canadiens in goal and Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen for Buffalo. And that is exactly the case. So no goals so far. Game 7 will keep you posted there. The other big piece of news to bring you, Game 1 Western Conference Finals in the NBA playoffs tonight between the Spurs and the Thunder. And De'Aaron Fox, the Spurs point guard, is out, ruled out for this game with an ankle sprain. Johnson said earlier the expectation was for him to play. He was at shoot-around. He's not playing. You know, he kind of went back to the locker room limpy at the end of the first half against the T-Wolves in Game 6 on Friday night. He came back, though, and ended up playing 24 minutes. Only played 24 minutes because it was mostly a blowout. But, again, he was questionable to go into that game, and it kind of felt like, yeah, this is more so just housekeeping stuff for San Antonio. Nope, De'Aaron Fox not going to play. He is out tonight for Game 1 with that ankle sprain, so we'll see. It'll most likely be the Rutgers rookie, Dylan Harper, who gets the start in his place. But, Brad, you were saying in the break you think Keldon Johnson could be a guy, the sixth man of the year candidate, that steps up in a big way for the Spurs tonight now that De'Aaron Fox is out.
Yeah, he's averaged 14.2 points per game this season in matchups against OKC. That was all 5 games. A couple of those games he had 25 points in, as a matter of fact. So he is indeed a true X factor in the matchup tonight. You know, the responsibilities on the shoulder of, not only Dylan Harper, but Stephon Castle as well. Increasing Castle really splashed the cylinder this season against the Thunder in those prior games I mentioned during the regular season, averaging 19.8 points per game. So San Antonio is going to pull off the upset. You and I both believe that OKC is going to win this thing somewhat handily. But if Castle steps up, if Keldon Johnson steps up, if Harper also rises the occasion, we're going to look like idiots, which honestly is easy to do.
Yeah. That is true. By the way, you got a goal for the Montreal Canadiens. It looks like Danault right in front of the net off his skate. So I would imagine this thing will be reviewed, but I don't think there was an intentional kicking motion. And so that should be a good goal for Montreal. Let's see. Are they going to review it here? I don't think they are. I think that's just going to be a good goal. So Philip Danault with his first goal, the postseason, and has the Canadiens up 1-0 in Game 7. I literally spoke, wow, we haven't had a goal yet in the first couple of minutes. Now we've got one. 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes into the game. Habs up 1-0 on the road in Game 7. All right, let's talk some football. Big news here over the last 24 or 36 hours outside of the Aaron Rodgers stuff is that is Stephon Diggs. And where is he going to go? Yeah, you have Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated reporting that Stephon Diggs makes sense, quote, makes sense for the Chiefs or the Commanders. But Breer also mentioned the Falcons and the Rams as, quote, unquote, interesting landing spots. So Fred, where do you think that Stephon Diggs would fit best? He also had, according to Pro Football Rumors, that Stephon Diggs would not close the door on a Patriots return, but that such an arrangement would be dependent on the A.J. Brown situation. And again, I think you and I both think that A.J. Brown is going to the New England Patriots, because why else would the Eagles draft Mekhi Lemon in the first round? So I don't think Stephon Diggs is coming back to Boston. I don't think he's going to be is going to come back to New England. I think outside of those teams that Albert Breer mentioned, I think the Rams obviously make a ton of sense. As somebody that really did not improve their wide receiver room too much, they actually took another tight end, which didn't make a lot of sense. Outside of Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams, sorry, I don't trust Kanata Mumfield or Jordan Whittington a whole lot. Stephon Diggs, if the Rams are serious about going all in, that would be a great move. And then I think so would the Washington Commanders bringing Stephon Diggs to the NFC East, where you look at Washington's receiving room, it's scary, Terry. And that's about it. I'm sorry. No disrespect to Luke McCaffrey or Antonio Williams or Treylon Burks. They need more receiver help. Stephon Diggs would be a huge addition for Washington.
Yeah, I agree to a certain extent with the Commanders. I think the Rams, you know, it could be a situation where the rich get even richer, but you still got Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams. So they're going to run a lot of 13 personnel. So those tight ends are going to be very active. They're going to rotate in. They're going to really split the targets. And, you know, Kyren Williams can catch balls out of the backfield. Blake Corum will be used, catch a pass or two in a game. So I think they got oodles of weapons already. On that roster, I think the Atlanta Falcons, honestly, are the best fit. You talk about Washington after scary Terry McLaurin, not having a lot of fright-filled options on that roster. Well, you look at the ATL, the Falcons, rather deep-fried after Drake London, a guy that's projected by Mike Clay to have 159 targets this year. Their WR2 on roster right now is Olamide Zaccheaus, as we remember from Bear Down, Chicago Bears, but more of like a wide receiver 3, wide receiver 4, not a surefire wide receiver 2. John Dotson, definitely a wide receiver 3, and a forgotten guy in that Philadelphia offense the last couple of years, in Zachariah Branch, who you like his skill set, but he's still a rookie. I think Diggs ideally fits best with the Atlanta Falcons. Doesn't matter if it's going to be your boy Michael Penix or Tua Tagovailoa under center week one, or for the majority of the season, they need an upgrade in that vertical offense. I know they still got Kyle Pitts, who's, you know, a glorified slot receiver, more or less, but Diggs, so versatile, still can get the job done, though he's on the wrong side of 30.
Yeah, Chris Carter, by the way, had some interesting comments on his podcast, not speaking very favorably about Stephon Diggs and how there any team that is thinking about signing him should have some red flags, oof, including Commanders fans. It's all they've been doing on this past weekend, calling for Stephon Diggs to be on their team. All right, when we come back, we'll break down the Las Vegas Raiders here on BetMGM tonight, Westwood One Sports.
This is Westwood One Sports.
The world is huge, like 197 million square miles huge, but it's also smaller than you think. With unlimited 2% cash back, the Cash Rewards Plus Visa card from Navy Federal brings our members closer to the game they love, rewarding fans of FIFA World Cup 26 every step of the way, thanks to Visa. From new jerseys and gear to game day tickets and nonstop cheer, with Visa and Navy Federal by your side, the world is at your fingertips. Terms apply for credit card rewards. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash for more information. Visa, worldwide partner of FIFA World Cup 26.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Fleet Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8169 for a free consultation.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here helping you beat the books with Westwood One Sports. Coming up tonight in pro basketball, game one of the Western Conference Final, Oklahoma City a 6.5-point home favorite against San Antonio, and OKC's second-best player expected to play in the game. And I know San Antonio had regular season success against OKC. This is a different animal. Give me OKC laying the 6.5. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetMGM app today.
My dad passed away unexpectedly. Of course, it was awful in every way, but we are very grateful that he had life insurance. So even after he was gone, he was still able to provide for us. And that's why I have life insurance for my family. Ethos.com. To make it fast and easy to get covered. It's 100% online. You get a quote in seconds. And you can apply in minutes. You get covered the same day.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required. Rates may vary.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.